It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
We're on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, we'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. This long-time Friday morning tradition. And we start off with another tradition, fighting on the hard line. And sometimes they gang up on Mike when he says something crazy. That's the case this week when they were talking about the new movie Pan. It was, I guess, you know, about Peter Pan. And started getting into a conversation about Captain Hook. And Mike made this outrageous claim.
But yeah, this thing is losing. It's done. That's first weekend. So you got to imagine next weekend, it's going to end up like $4 million.
Yeah, ever since then, I was always freaked out by guys with hooks on their hands for hands.
Well, how many have you seen outside of Captain Hook?
Several.
What? Wait a minute. No one has a hook on their hand.
Yeah, they do, too.
A hook?
Yeah, they do.
Have you ever seen?
Yeah, there
I mean,
guys.
I've seen guys that have the prosthetic, and it's got the little metal claw thing to pick crap up,
yeah,
but not a legitimate hook.
Well, like Arrested Development?
That amounts to a hook.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
there's
it
a
does
difference
too.
Between a wooden thing with
and
a hook screwed into it.
Do you know how many people you would accidentally gorge if you had a hook for a hand?
Gorge?
I think I that know, you always, are you always, are right now.
I always called them hooks.
Nobody has a hook for a hand.
You are crazy.
You got one of those things. They're hooks.
No, a hook is a hook. That is a hook, not a pair of pliers.
You got one of those things. It's kind of a hook too.
You're insane.
He is insane. I don't know. Maybe he's not. Have you guys run into a lot of people with hooks?
You know, I was going to say, I'm kind of with Mike there.
Are you?
I'm with Mike, too.
I thought a lot of people had hooks, or, you know, not a lot, but I don't think Captain Hook was the only hook hand.
No. As a matter of fact, my late grandfather, who had his arm blown off in World War II, he never wore his prosthetic arm, but he did have one, and it had, like, a hook-like ending to it.
I've seen it.
Terminated mm-hmm. in a hook.
So Mike was right.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, Mike is right. You know, there's a certain generational divide there in that I think prosthetics got a little bit better. And
mm-hmm. Right. But
Mike fell out of fashion.
The hook was used.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's support Mike on this.
All right. Well, sorry, Mike, that your teammates didn't support you on that. But it's still an e-brake. We know that much. And it was when they were doing a live spot, too, and... believe it or not, Corby got mixed up on a copy point.
In Hampton and Rhodes, you can get 3 years free financing on approved credit with 36 equal monthly payments required. Go into any Sleep Experts to find out more about that, Corby.
Yes, get expertly matched, too. This is what they specialize in, so you're going to save a ton of money. You know, you get free shipping or free, what'd you say? Free delivery or what was that?
Credit or financing.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't say anything about delivery.
Oh, well,
but you can talk to him about that.
Yeah, why not? What the hell?
Never hurts to ask.
You guys are killing this spot, man.
What do you want us to do? Start over?
What are we talking about? Ice cream here or mattresses? I can't remember. All right, yeah, expertly matched is the specialty that they have.
It went from a guarantee to a, well, I don't know. Never hurts to ask.
Ask them, man. It's their company.
It might be a special. We don't know. All right, so there's Corby up for an e-brake. And in the early days of the e-brake, this may have even been the first emergency brake when I made the big proclamation about Cruella de Vil, when you were doing a story about a woman who was being cruel to puppies.
Yeah.
And everybody laid out on me.
Cruella de Vil!
Yeah, I was so emphatic about it. And everyone
from 101 Dalmatians.
And everyone deserted me. Well, Junior experienced that this week when we were talking about the Jose Bautista bat flip.
By the way, if you were able to read Bautista's lips right before he flipped the bat, and then while he was flipping the bat, you could see that he was screaming, champagne for the entire cartel tonight. Because he looks like a South American drug lord, in my opinion.
Yes, we want to make that very clear that that is Craig's
and I believe
opinion.
That's I believe Craig's that's opinion. What he said. Champagne for the entire cartel tonight.
Yeah, you didn't get a lot. You didn't get a lot of support there. We probably should have supported you more than that.
You know, we had a much bigger layout on the show this week that I thought was an automatic to win this week, and that was Sean Bass.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How did that not
get presented? We're just having a casual conversation.
It didn't get presented.
Oh, man.
Because Sean's involved murder threats and...
That was the best layout we've had on the station in 5 years.
Violence against women, for some reason, Sean and, felt that's yeah.
An incredibly
a great line of humor.
Yeah. Shocking line.
Mm.
Well, maybe we shouldn't highlight such shocking comments against women, Sean,
everything
that we're trying to do.
No, you shine a spotlight on cockroaches. That's what you do. That's the only way to stop this stuff.
And where did you get that line, Sean?
From Gordon.
Okay. You did not get it from me.
Yes, oh, from Norm. Did. I'm sorry. Norm.
Norm.
Fake Norm.
Yeah, you're right. You're
right. Fake Norm written by Gordon.
That's an old line.
All right, so there you go. Your three candidates, Mike from the Hardline, Corby from the Hardline, or one Junior Miller from the Morning Musers. 888-787-1310 is the phone number. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to responsibly vote for the 40-year-old lesbian behind home plate.
Okay.
Corby.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Ja.
Hey.
Vaginal slice, born?
Nope. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, muses.
Who's this?
Hello?
This is McLeod Bethel Thompson.
Okay.
And I would like to formally cast my vote for the old gray wolf.
That's the
worst. Was he a character in Peter Pan?
Most unconvincing accent.
Hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Users, I got to vote for Junior El Chapo Miller.
he had never
El Chapo got mentioned there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, this is Colonel Angus, and my buddy Captain Hook has engorged me plenty of times with his hook. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
So weak.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, normally I'd give it to the South Oak Cliff con man, but this week, give me Craig Miller's flat tire.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I'd like to responsibly vote for George Denham's bean dip filled boxers.
Gross.
That's so true, though.
But it's not funny.
Ew,
that's
seriously?
So true. I've always wondered how to describe that.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Perfect.
Awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to responsibly vote and say that I'm enjoying gorging myself on all these flub-ups.
All right, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the emergency break.
Yeah?
Can I vote for Junior's small penis?
Oh. All right.
It's so direct.
It's not that small.
It's pretty small.
I mean, it's pretty small, it's but pretty it's not that small.
Hello, you are on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Corby and everybody to come up to Chili's Grapevine Mills and ask for Joel.
Okay.
Okay.
We may do that himself. Today when we're ordering that Terlingo Pride. Hi.
A plug for myself.
You're on the ticket.
8:05 in the morning, Mike Ducey coming at you live, TGI Fox, baby. Stay tuned tonight for when squirrels attack. Craig, when we go into the champagne room, and George, grow some sack.
I think that's me because he said champagne, and I said Bautista had said champagne for the entire cartel.
Okay, wow. All right.
Which, by the way, is an underrated funny line, I believe, from me.
Must have been.
Doesn't he look like a cartel leader?
Dude,
why does that make everybody back away?
Because we're afraid of him and the cartel.
Say that about him.
You're afraid of Jose Bautista.
Yes, I am. You seen him hit a baseball?
I think
I'm afraid of him.
I think he's way off. We're way off his radar.
I would never pitch to him or insult him. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Good morning. In deference to Lamar Owens, I'd like to vote for the hooker.
I think that's a hardline Rhines vote, and okay. That gives us a winner.
He'd like to vote for the hooker. Come on. In deference to Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
I
heard it.
That offends me.
But you're laughing.
No, I'm not laughing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm
about the chuckle and the
discomfort.
Smile was a laugh. I'm sorry.
I smile like a chimp smiles when
you.
I feel aggression.
I got you. Way to go, Mike. You were right, and yet you were wrong because you won the e-brake.
But yeah, this thing is losing. It's done. That's first weekend. So you got to imagine next weekend, it's going to end up like $4 million.
Yeah, ever since then, I was always freaked out by guys with hooks on their hands for hands.
Well, how many have you seen outside of Captain Hook?
Several.
What? Wait a minute. No one has a hook on their hand.
Yeah, they do.
A hook?
Yeah, they do.
Have you
ever seen? Yeah, there
I mean,
guys.
I've seen guys that have the prosthetic, and it's got the little metal claw thing to pick crap up,
yeah,
but not a legitimate hook.
Well,
Arrested Development?
That amounts to a hook.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
there's
it
a
does
difference
too.
Between a wooden thing with
and
a hook screwed
hook.
Into it.
Do you know how many people you would accidentally gorge if you had a hook for a hand? I think
I
that
know,
you
always,
are you
always,
are right now.
I always called them hooks.
Nobody has a hook for a hand.
You are crazy.
You got one of those things. They're hooks.
No, a hook is a hook. That is a hook, not a pair of pliers.
You got one of those things. It's kind of a hook too.
Boy, we're getting a lot of pictures from P1 sending us examples of modern day hooks.
Really, modern day.
Mike was right. Yes,
it's not even
modern
an old school
day.
Thing.
Yeah, it was widespread back in Mike's day, but modern day people still have hooks. And I think Mino was right. Didn't Buster Bluth have a hook?
Yes, he did.
When he went to Army and lost his hand to a shark.
Went to Army. Yes, and he was always like ripping paintings. He was having so many accidents with his hook.
All right, there you go. Mike was right. But he also wins. How many?
Fourth win this year. He's one behind the E-Brank Savant, TC.
E-Brank.
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 All right, it's 808.